All right, who knows the difference between soil and dirt? Apparently there's a difference according to something I read from a doctoral student in agriculture. Soil is that good black dirt that we plant stuff in and it grows. And dirt is the stuff we clean out from under our fingernails. I didn't realize that. So, as mentioned during the children's message, we're talking about the parable of the sower in Matthew chapter 13. And as you know, I like to give context to these things before Jesus tells this parable. And up to this point in Matthew chapter 13, we have been hearing from Jesus these past weeks, the sermons that we have been doing, we've been hearing Jesus talk to his disciples on what it's going to be like to be a disciple of his. You know, your family's not going to accept you. They will reject you. People are going to have a hard time with you. You're going to endure persecution and on and on. And so by this point now in Jesus's ministry, the Pharisees are already planning ways to destroy him. And that's literally what it says in Matthew 12, 14. They are mad and they're looking for ways to destroy him. And so that's where we're at already. And right before this, Jesus tells his disciples that he is even greater than your family. Remember, we are not to even put our family above God. And so, you know, from the outside looking in on this, it looks like the gospel is not being received very well. Because remember, who's the one preaching? Jesus. And there's a lot of people getting upset about it. They just aren't receiving the message. Why aren't people just believing? Have you ever wondered that? Do you have a family member or friend you have shared Jesus with who will not budge from unbelief? And so Jesus answers this question with a series of parables, but we're going to specifically look at the parable of the sower. And so let's look at this in Matthew chapter 13, starting at verse 1. That same day, Jesus went out by the house and sat beside the sea. And great crowds gathered about him so that he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground where they did not have much soil. And immediately they sprang up since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, grew up and choked them. The thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. And we get the benefit in Scripture of this parable where Jesus literally gives us the meaning. So I'm going to read that now, and then we're going to talk about this a little bit. In verse 18, hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while. And when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. As for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields. In one case, 100-fold, in another, 60, and in another, 30. These are the words of Jesus here in this parable. So let's talk about these four soils here. The first one, I got a picture up here from left to right, your left to right. The first one is the hard soil. This is like that soil that's been trampled down and flattened. and it's hard. This type of soil represents people who hear the word of God but just didn't understand it. They try to figure everything out, and not everything makes sense. They let their brains get in the way. So I wanted to read a passage to you from 1 Corinthians 1 that explains just this. This is why sometimes people just refuse to believe. And the scripture explains this. It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us here who are being saved, it is the power of God. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs and Greeks seek wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and folly to Gentiles. You see, there's always going to be people that think they're too wise to hear the gospel. Because you know, everything in the Bible, the gospel is the opposite of the way things work in the world, because that's how God operates. It's folly. It's silliness to those wise people. And I've said this before, I have a friend who this happened to. Things don't make sense in Scripture. This can't be real. So then they fall away from the faith. We let our wisdom and our intelligence, and I can't speak for y'all's brains, but I can speak for my brain. And if I tried to figure everything out in Scripture with my brain, I'd talk myself out of it too. And this is why we're thankful for the gift of faith that we were given. And we saw that happen right here in Epaphras' baptism. So the attitude of those that have hard soil is when they look at Scripture, they just can't see how it fits into their lives. This doesn't make sense. It's just a good story, and I use that word intentionally. It sounds nice, but that's not the real world. It may have worked, 2,000 years ago. And Satan has no problem snatching this seed away from those with hard soil. And so that leads us to the second one, the shallow, rocky soil. Have you ever noticed how quickly something grows in your rocks? Has anybody noticed that? I have that in my yard. It's mostly weeds, but there's other stuff that grows in there pretty easily. These are the people that just don't understand how this all fits. They understand it a little bit, but it's more of a warm and fuzzy feeling about God. A shallow faith. And warm and fuzzy feelings about Jesus is no comparison to the deep roots in that good soil. And so if somebody has rocky soil, you will grow quickly, but when the sun comes, and by the sun, we're talking about the troubles of this world, the persecution that comes, that Jesus said would come, all the bad stuff that we endure here on this earth, when that comes, if you have a rocky soil, you're just going to pick up and leave. When the going gets tough, you just get going. That's the rocky soil's type of attitude towards all this. Then we go to the thorny soil. This person hears the word, believes, but when the cares of the world and the lure of riches come along, the seed is choked out by those thorns. They may say something like, yes, I believe in Jesus, but the gospel, being a Christian, doesn't offer practical help with my health, my finances, my job, my marriage. After all, Christians get cancer. Christians have problems, right? So what good is it for them to be a Christian? Might be this person's type of thought. And so the thorny soil says, if I can't get the practical help I need, I'm going to look for the ways of this world to help me to get those answers. And Jesus said there, when he explained it, the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word out. People can be tempted in our world, and we see it all the time, by the illusion of money and riches. Remember, money and riches just in and of themselves are not bad. It's when they get put number one is when they're bad. But when they see that to being the answer to life's problems and not trusting in God, that faith is quickly choked out. And then we get the good soil. Number four. This is the good, the black, rich soil. The type of soil that is easy to grow stuff in. This is the person who hears the law of God and realizes that I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I need a Savior. This is the person who hears the gospel, which shows us who our Savior is, which is Jesus, and we realize that we need to be saved because we can't save ourselves, and he took our sins to that cross where he bled for him and died for them. And only because of that am I at peace with God. And because of Jesus, I will be with him in heaven. See, that's what we believers believe. And then we get to bear fruit. Get to. So what kind of soil are you? Well, before you answer that, this is usually the point in the sermon, in this text, where this question is asked. Because you and I, we like to make everything about you and I, don't we? The parable isn't about us. Surprise, surprise. It's about Jesus and what he did for us. So let's talk about this dirt. You know, it doesn't matter what kind of dirt we think we are, because we can look at all of those types of dirt and we can see how we have fallen into some of those traps too. But we're still good soil. But none of us were good soil until Jesus plucked us out of the dirt. You see, we were just dirt. Were just dirt. But Jesus plucked us out. So you and I, believers, we are the good soil. You could break this parable down into two categories, believers and unbelievers. And so this sets us up here. But God didn't want to treat us like we were just dirt, you know, like something he had to pick out from underneath his fingernails. Because without the work of God, without the word of God, you and I are just dirt. But because of that, the Holy Spirit specifically works through this and works that seed of faith that is implanted in us in our baptisms, no matter when you were baptized. And so we continue to be in his word. We continue to confess our sins. We just don't do those things on Sunday, right? How many of you confess your sins to your wives? It's not very fun, is it? Husbands. But we can do that. We can pray. We come on Sunday and we commune. We receive the body and blood of Jesus in with and under this bread and wine. The Holy Spirit uses that to grow that seed of faith in us. So let's talk about the sower here in this particular parable. The sower, if you noticed in this parable, isn't very efficient. You go back this picture here. Jesus, of course, being the original sower. He's just flinging the seed, the word of God, just all over the place. How many of you farmers out here do this when you plant? Or are they in nice straight lines? That's not very efficient, is it? Jesus spreads the gospel over all types of soil, all types of people, knowing that some of it will not grow because it's going to fall on deaf ears. Jesus fully knows that. But look at what he's doing. It doesn't seem efficient, but this right here shows us the grace of our Savior Jesus Christ, who wants all people to be saved. And so the seed gets flung like that everywhere. And just like Jesus spreads that good news of the gospel, we get to do the same thing. And we share this with all types of people who have all kinds of different attitudes. So we Christians, we disciples of Jesus, remember he's been talking to us disciples, we continue to spread the gospel. But not all of it will produce. So what keeps a farmer sowing and a disciple proclaiming is Jesus' promise that there will be a harvest. Even though some of it may go to waste. And when we see that happen, me and you are tempted to give up, aren't we? It can be frustrating sometimes when we are sharing the gospel of Jesus with people and they just aren't accepting it, just not getting it. We can be tempted to give up. But it's not up to us to make that seed grow, is it? It's up to the Holy Spirit who works that seed. And so let us not grow weary in doing good and spreading the gospel. It can be hard, though, when we don't see the success. I can tell you as a pastor, it's one of the tougher things. It seems like sometimes you just don't know what's going on, what's being heard. You don't always see success. You can be tempted to give up. But let's not grow weary. You and I are the hands and feet. We are the good soil. We are the hands and feet of Jesus in our daily lives. Whether you're a pastor, whether you're a doctor, a nurse, a farmer, a student, a mom, a dad, a kid, a secretary, a stay-at-home mom, a stay-at-home dad, whatever you may be, no matter where you have been placed in this world, and we all serve different kinds of vocations. We have different points in our life that we are placed, and no matter where we're at, we get to, and that's how we have to look at it, we get to spread the gospel of Jesus. Show the light of Jesus in our actions and in our thoughts, in our deeds, to all of those that God puts in our way. And who knows where that seed that was planted is going to grow. We may not see it till we get to heaven, but we don't give up, because that's what we believers here are for. Because we want all people to be saved, don't we? We want all people to experience that giant hug that we're going to receive from Jesus when we enter the kingdom of heaven, where we will be with him forever. Amen.